USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia rejects ceasefire for civilian evacuations amid Eastern Orthodox Holy Week, claiming the request was not sincere. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is willing to invest up to $15 billion of his own cash to take Twitter private. Multiple reports are saying Elon will make the bid in 10 days. A fast-moving wildfire in northern Arizona has grown to more than 6,000 acres. Being fueled by significant winds and dry conditions, called the Tunnel Fire, it was burning about 14 miles north of Flagstaff in northern Arizona. The bird flu outbreak has hit 30 states in America. Andrew Bowman from the College of Veterinary Medicine at Ohio State University.
What we know about the virus is that it's similar and very related to a virus that's been circulating in Europe for a while. It looks like we've had a couple introductions of that virus into North America.
USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. military officials explain their logic in helping Democracy Ukraine fight its communist neighbor after being invaded.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby at a briefing Tuesday is asked why the United States is providing aid to Ukraine in slices rather than giving them everything they need that the United States could have provided months ago.
If we were to, let's just say that we followed the alternative logic, and at the very beginning of the invasion, we just said, here's everything in the shoebox, let's just send it over there. Well, what if everything in the shoebox doesn't fit the fight that they're in? So you tailor each package based on the fight that they're in and what's going on at the time.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing goes big this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Representative Greg Stube, the Republican from Florida on Newsmax, claims the lack of security, the historic levels of illegal immigration at the southern border, and an election year make the Title 42 fight in Washington very consequential.
U.S. senators who are Democrats start siding with Republicans on these illegal immigration issues. It is a big issue for the midterm elections that is months away. It's one of the number one issues affecting Americans, and your correspondent hit all the high-level issues. We've had 221,000 apprehensions just in the month of March. 2 years before that, in 2020, when Trump was president, that's 542% less than it was now. That number is the highest number ever recorded in Homeland Security history. These are affecting everyday Americans, and we all know that the illegals are being shipped all across the country. Fentanyl is at an all-time high, killing Americans. The leading cause of death between those between the age of 18 and 45 is fentanyl overdoses, and we all know that's coming in across the border.
The Justice Department announced it will not appeal a federal district judge's ruling that ended the Biden administration's mass mandate on public transit, unless the Center for Disease Control and Prevention asks the DOJ to reinstate the mandate. A British judge approved WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to the United States. He faces charges of violating the Espionage Act and hacking government computers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.